Some of the country's public figures may have a reputation for womanising, but in the French National Assembly, politicians are talking about a plan to outlaw prostitution. And while the Sex Workers Union is rallying outside the Parliament against the proposed changes, some of the pressure for abolition is coming from men's groups. Meredith Griffiths has our report.
It's the country that produced the famous prostitutes Belle de Jour and Nana, but France is now making it illegal to pay for sex. Guy Geoffrey is a member of the right-wing government.
What we want is for the National Assembly to speak out in a strong and solemn way on the principle of an abolition of prostitution and on everything that should help it in today's society. Better help for the prostitute to get out of prostitution with real, credible alternatives, to be able to regain their dignity in society.
He's also part of a cross-party commission that moved the resolution saying France should seek a society without prostitution. It adds that sex work should in no case be designated as a professional activity. The French National Assembly is now expected to introduce a bill criminalising payment for sex. Clients would be jailed for 6 months or fined nearly $4,000. Jacques Maillard is another right-wing member of the commission.
It's good to try to eradicate prostitution in terms of human being exploitation. That means those who force women to prostitute should be punished, and that very hard.
The commission says 9 prostitutes out of 10 are victims of human trafficking. But sex workers protesting outside the National Assembly disagreed. Some sex workers say the law will penalise them, but leave pimps and organised crime networks untouched.
We're not all a part of those networks. Let them tackle the networks efficiently and to the end, but let go of people like me who for years have paid tax, who were recognised as prostitutes, and who now have only €417 in pension pay.
Bronwyn Winter is an associate professor of French at the University of Sydney. She says the proposed new bill is in line with an existing law in France that makes it illegal to solicit clients or operate brothels,
which have actually been used to penalise women in prostitution rather than the clients. So that's actually been disadvantageous to prostitution. So there's a bit of a double standard going on.
Does this surprise you? It sort of seemed that France had been a country that had very liberal attitudes towards sex.
Well, I think we need to make a distinction between sex and prostitution. I don't think we're talking at all about the same thing. Prostitution is a very specific way of constructing sexuality, which is commodifying sex.
Professor Winter says abolitionist movements have been pressuring the French government for a long time, but she says it's back on the agenda because of recent news of a prostitution ring running out of a luxury hotel in Lille, and people have been talking a lot about Dominique Strauss-Kahn since he was accused of raping a chambermaid in New York.
Dominique Strauss-Kahn and the actions around Dominique Strauss-Kahn have put violence against women, prostitution, rape back on the agenda. And a lot of feminists have been making the links between those things.
The National Assembly is expected to consider the next bill in the coming days. It's a debate that will be keenly watched by the estimated 20,000 prostitutes in France.
Meredith Griffiths reporting.